Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do, without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
The biggest moments in the games.
¡No, señor! ¡Los hijos se van con la victoria!
The biggest voices in sports.
Yankees win! The Yankees win!
The heartbreak.
Pass is intercepted at the goal line!
The celebrations.
Kansas City wins the game! 25-22! And the Chiefs' kingdom has started its own history class.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
It is the Bulletin Blitz. Leading us off tonight, Alex Azar in for Carlos. Hey, Alex, how you doing, buddy?
How are we, Bart?
Good. What do we got in the world of sports today?
So, as you know, we have had a pretty big NFL trade. George Pickens went to the Cowboys in exchange for a third-round pick and a swap. And Omar Khan had his say on the trade.
The trade sort of happened quickly. We had some people inquire during the draft. Nothing that really made sense. And Cowboys reached out, I don't really remember what day it was, but earlier this week, and they gave us, they proposed something that for us to think about, and we had conversations internally. I also had some conversations with George's agent, Dave, who I have a good relationship with, and we discussed where things, I guess, have been with George, where they are, and where things could go with George, and this trade makes sense for everyone.
I can see this being a trade that is good for both sides, but also I'm curious why both sides made the trade. Apparently, there were teams laughing at the idea of bringing George Pickens into their locker room when the Steelers were floating around the idea of trading him. So there's an addition by subtraction element perhaps in Pittsburgh. But then if you're thinking about if they do get Aaron Rodgers, to have Rodgers and DK Metcalf and Pickens, there's something there, right? Maybe. Well, now you've taken a weapon away if you go that route. But are you in fact building to the future anyway? If it wasn't George Pickens and some of the off-the-field issues that exist, you would think clearly they're looking forward to the future. and that DK Metcalf was still a guy they wanted. They gave up a second round pick for that. They get a third round pick back next year, which is future forward thinking. But it's George Pickens, so you don't know. With the Cowboys, it's not. I mean, that's a third round pick, but there's no plan to extend him. And if he does ball out, you know, maybe he leaves somewhere else. He can get a compensatory pick, fine. But does this mean you think you were a George Pickens away from the Super Bowl and you needed to have him? It's just, it's curious on both sides. But we'll see. Jerry thinks he's got one under the Steelers' skin with this one, so we'll see.
Do you think the duo of CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens is better than Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel?
That's a good question. I'm high on McLaurin, I'm high on Lamb, and I'm kind of down on the other guys.
Right.
So I might not put too much of a gap between either duo.
Yeah, I was just wondering because my roommate's a big Cowboys fan, so I think getting Pickens puts him above Washington.
But he thinks like the team now is above Washington.
No, like the wide receiver core.
Oh yeah, maybe, but how do we have any guarantee that it's going to work?
Right.
So we'll see.
Tom Brady was on the Impulsive podcast recently, and he talked about Shedeur Sanders dropping to the fifth round and what he told him.
I wasn't a part of any evaluation process. Nobody knows. And I actually texted Shedeur because I know him very well. And I said, dude, like whatever happens, wherever you go, like that's your first day. Day two matters more than the draft. I was 199.
Yeah.
So who could speak on it better than me? Like what that really means. Use it as motivation. You're going to get your chances. Go take advantage of it.
The whole thing is wild. Him going to the fifth round, no one expected that. Some people were getting out in front of it saying he's not a first-round talent. Okay, good for you. You thought he wouldn't get taken in the first round. He didn't. But no one thought day three, much less round three. And then the team he goes to, they already drafted a quarterback. So now you're going to have to split reps. And Dylan Gabriel got some of the reps first. And so Stefanski's got to answer questions like, why'd you pick Dylan Gabriel? And there might not be any reason to it. Like, I don't know, who do I look at? Who do I see first? Who got drafted first? But now everything's going to be like a question. So because there's this elevated thing to it, there's going to be a little more elevated coverage. And that's what teams are trying to avoid. And the team that eventually took him already took a quarterback in the draft, which means the situation, which was going to be a media lightning rod in the first place, is even more so because you already took a quarterback. Like the wrong team took him. I saw a video. Shedeur threw a touchdown today from like, you know, they do their little red zone drills. So look at that. Off to a good start in Cleveland.
I am rooting for Shedeur Sanders. I think he's...
Oh, yeah, me
sort
too.
Of in the, yeah, I think he's just in the shadow of his dad. And I feel like people were scared that his dad was like some heavy luggage that came along with him. But I think Shedeur Sanders, I think he might actually get a couple starts this year. Who knows? I mean, Browns, the depth chart in QB is pretty interesting, should we say. And yeah, I mean, the Browns, it was weird how they drafted Dylan Gabriel and then went with Shedeur. But I'm rooting for him. Up next, we have Abdul Carter. Today was his first day as a Giant on the practice field, and he chose number 51 after a lot of debate, him trying to get Lawrence Taylor's retired number, but this is what he had to say about choosing number 51.
How's 51 feel?
Well, I feel good. I feel like it's going to have to grow on me a little bit, but it's feeling good right now.
How'd you settle on 51?
Pretty much what we had available, so it was a good number.
Is it set or could you change it for the regular season?
It's pretty much set. I'm just happy to be out here playing football. That's what that's all I'm worried about.
I don't like this whole retirement number saga. I'm not sure there's a show on any platform that talks more about retired numbers than me. I talk about them a lot. I think they should be... There should be some protection of them. This whole trend of people getting numbers unretired, I think it's insulting. We've talked about that. But with Carter, like, 51 looks fine on you. Make that your number. I would like to put some more blame on the Giants here. You got to step in at some point and not let that circus have happened. Now, I understand there are much bigger things in the world to, like, talk about and that are actual problems, but this is still a thing that happened, and I think the Giants should have found a way to step in and say, let's not do this thing with Lawrence Taylor. Don't make Phil Simms have to hold a family meeting. These are the numbers available. Pick one. If you don't like it, you still have to pick one. I think the Giants should have stepped in. But then again, they gave Malik Nabers one. That pissed me off. Ending on a high note. Cavs beat the Pacers because they're not hurt. See what happens. We'll talk about it next.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's MaintainX.com/AI.